5-acre fire destroys a home in Haines. And Superintendent Roy Getchell reflects on the end of the school year and the work ahead for the Haynesboro School District. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. A 5-acre fire destroyed one home in Haines. The National Forest Service is flying in to aid the fire department with the local blaze that spread to state lands. KHNS reporter Claire Stremple filed this report.
A fire started at 8.5 mile on the Haines Highway at about 6 o'clock on Monday evening. The fire consumed one residence, and firefighters are working to protect four others. There are no reported injuries. At last report, the 5-acre fire moved on to state lands, burning uphill and north.
We currently have a 20-person Forest Service crew mobilizing, which should be on scene by the end of the day.
Paul Robbins Jr. is the Public Affairs Staff Officer for the Tongass National Forest. There's a cooperative agreement between the U.S. Forest Service and Alaska State Forests when it comes to fighting fires. So the U.S. Forest Service will relieve the Haines Volunteer Fire Department this evening.
Some of the crews coming from the Tongass, some of the crews coming from the Chugach National Forest, so they're coming in from all over Alaska.
Robbins says Forest Service firefighters will also focus on protecting residences when they arrive in Haines. Haynesboro Dispatch got the call just before 6:30 on Monday, and Haynesboro Volunteer Fire Department has been fighting the fire since that evening. Private company Coastal Helicopters is delivering water by bucket to the firefighters. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. The fire department does not yet have a representative available for comment. Alaska transitioned into fire season this month, but Alaska Division of Forestry's Tim Mowry says fires in the southeast region are rare.
We don't usually pick up many fires in southeast, obviously, because it's a rainforest.
Statewide this year, there have been 135 reported wildfires that burned over 33,000 acres. Only 6 of those were in southeast.
You know, 33,000 acres is really nothing in Alaska because we're so big. Typically we're going to see 650,000, 700,000 acres in a typical year.
There's an increased risk of fires in Alaska this year, especially along main road corridors. Mowry attributes this year's increased risk to an early spring and abnormally dry or drought conditions in the panhandle. Further up the highway from the blaze in Haines, CBC reports a nearly 500-hectare fire burning near Haines Junction in the Yukon. In Haines, I'm Claire Stremple.
Classes may be over, but that doesn't mean the work stops at the Haines School. KHNS reporter Claire Stremple sat down with Superintendent Roy Getchell to talk about the end of the school year and what the administration will work on over the summer.
11 students graduated from high school this year.
Mm-hmm.
So how was Tuesday's graduation?
It was fabulous. And, you know, one thing that I love about graduation, you know, I'm a former elementary school principal, and so being able to watch kids come at the very beginning on the first day of kindergarten, and you really think about that 13-year journey that they take and all the changes that happen and so forth, and just being able to see the culmination. So those are two really important days that I feel so fortunate to be a part of.
So from what I understand, the community provided thousands of dollars in scholarships to this class. Could you say a little bit about that?
They did. And being able to attend the assembly where the scholarships was awarded was absolutely a phenomenal experience. It was humbling. I mean, to see kids and parents literally in tears because of the generosity of the people in our community that are here to support them. About $50,000 went out the other day, and the students that received those generous opportunities are going to, you know, they're going to have a leg up. I mean, you hear about college debt and how that's insurmountable for a lot of graduates. And sometimes it's a non-starter where kids really literally can't go to school if they don't have that money to be able to get them started. So, you know, what a privilege and an honor to be able to witness that and see that.
Regular classes are over, but will there be anything going on at the school over this summer?
Well, this is kind of like our, I don't want to call it downtime because we're still going full blast, but it's our staff that's internal that's getting ready for next year. So that looks like, you know, purchasing, looking at our books, our budget. Our fiscal year starts July the 1st, and so we're wrapping up one fiscal year and starting another year. We're getting the facility ready. Our custodians do a tremendous job in maintenance, and we make plans for next year, you know, academically. You know, we're looking, we just finished a strategic planning process and are going to have a product to present to the school board in June to look at mission and vision and a potential plan that would go forward with that, with that would contain goals, because we have to keep moving and thinking ahead and moving forward. So there's a lot of work that happens in this short window that when you really think about it, it's about 2 months, you know, June and July, because August comes and things start to ramp up, and before you know it, here we are.
On a more slightly more serious note, mm-hmm. It looks like state funding for education is still a contentious issue. And it's, mm-hmm. The legislature has entered a special session to work it out. The governor and the legislature are at odds over funding over the fiscal year 2020 that was appropriated last year. So does that mean more work for you and the school board this summer?
You know, we've done a lot of contingency planning together. We've worked a lot together with the school board and myself. We've been in conversation, for example, also with the borough, because there's obviously things that impact them with the proposed budget as well. So I think it's been the positive side of this is just the teamwork that's gone into this. There's still a lot of questions and a lot of things that I think we had all anticipated being answered by now that seem far away, but hopefully they'll get those worked out right away, because there's so much writing. So I think it's one of those things that as a state we need to figure out and work through, so that our kids are not in the middle of this tug of war that's happening right now with our legislature and our executive branch. And I think all Alaskans expect for this to get resolved and be done soon, because in August kids are going to be coming back to school. The lights are going to be on. The teachers are going to be greeting them, and we need this to get resolved right away. So we're working together to advocate for that right now. We'll continue to work together, you know, with the board and myself and contingency planning, because we do need to consider this. But I think our expectation is the same as all Alaskans, is that this is going to get figured out. We expect school to be open on the first day and kids ready to go.
That was KHNS reporter Claire Strempel speaking to Roy Getchell. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.